This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Karen Tumlin is the legal director at the National Immigration Law Center, which supports Judge Watson's ruling, and she joins us now. Karen, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Looking forward to a respectful conversation, Tucker.
Oh, as always. I understand why people don't like the executive order, of course. We talked to a lot of people who don't. What I don't understand is the legal reasoning here. How does the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution apply to people in other countries who've never been here?
Well, actually, Tucker, in our case, that was decided this morning by a district court judge in Maryland. The premise of the First Amendment argument actually is grounded in U.S. citizens and other residents who are inside of the country, but whose relatives are seeking to come in and who are Muslim.
Right, but they're not U.S. citizens and they're not in the country, but we're now expanding, or this judge or these judges are now expanding the coverage of the First Amendment to our Constitution to foreigners who aren't here, have never been here, and have no legal right to be here. How does that work?
Well, that's actually not what's working at all. So, again, the Constitution, one of the things that's actually fundamental about it is that almost all of what we consider the Bill of Rights talks in language of persons. So,
right.
Of course, it doesn't protect only U.S. citizens. And like I was explaining, one of our plaintiffs in the case that was decided in the wee hours of the morning in Maryland involves individuals like Jane Doe Two, who is a permanent resident here in the United States and whose sister is abroad and who's seeking to come in as a refugee.
Right.
So to kind of twist and say these cases are only about folks outside of the U.S. with no connection here, who don't have family, who has a right to reunify, is actually a misreading of the law.
Okay. Well, there's no constitutional right to reunify, as you know. And this decision is rooted in a reading of the Constitution, which, again, for the third time, I don't think I'm misreading it, extends that constitutional right to a non-citizen who's not in the country. That's not the traditional way we understand it. And my question is, does that mean that the other First Amendment rights, the right to the freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, do we guarantee those also for people who aren't here? Think about the ramifications of this.
Well, I think he brings up an excellent point. And, you know, for them to stretch it out. Again, this is kind of, Scott, this is that globalist mindset. And in a sense, you know, they're kind of redefining everything. So now you don't have anchor babies, you have anchor adults, right? By their thinking. Because if you have somebody in the family that is here.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like she was saying.
Yeah, so now it's like, okay, we're going to open the door. And meanwhile, that trumps, no pun intended, that trumps the president's number one job of, you know, being the guardian of our national security.
It's like a group of friends trying to get into the party. Only one of us needs the invite. If one of us is in, we'll get everybody else.
We hold the door
in.
Open.
Yeah, we'll go. We'll let you in the back door.
Yeah, whatever. You know, however way we'll do it. But in this particular case, this activist is not even saying the back door. I mean, she feels like, you know, they should be welcome front door, no preconditions, no consideration. Meanwhile, let's just say the anchor adult who came in, if they came in, you know, legally, assuming that there were certain, you know, specific laws that allowed them to come in.
Well,
and, right?
It sounds like she's saying that you only need one person to legally be here, and then everybody else is extended the rights of being here, even if they're in Somalia.
Yeah, but the Constitution doesn't say that. But they want to interpret it. You see, this is what happens when you have that echo chamber, and people talk to themselves. They sit in a room, and you know, usually this is kind of the faculty lounge politics where they all, you know, philosophize it around, and they've got a better way. And then it comes out in the marketplace and it's tested. And, you know, for them, by the time they bring it out in the market, it's not a test. It's just a fact. They have already, whirled themselves up to where you can't even have a reasonable conversation. I mean, it's kind of funny, you know, she starts out and says, well, hey, I'm looking forward to a reasonable conversation. Well, a reasonable conversation. That's like Chuck Schumer. I'm looking forward to having a relationship with you as long as you totally agree with me. If you don't agree with me, you're not invited to the party. And how good does that work, right?
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That remains our mission, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. There's a plethora, and I mean a plethora, of information right there to help you to make your day. And by all means, take advantage of the sponsors that are there. They have willingly just offered some great discounts for your benefits. So enjoy our gift to you. Megan Barth with us right now, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. It's now, if you go to track her down on her website, ReaganBabe, B-A-B-E, and nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
Good morning. Good to be back.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Hey, always good to have you here every week to take a look at the week behind us, what's going on, the frivolity and fun of what, you know, especially like we just heard this soundbite from this activist trying to somehow come twist the Constitution to be interpreted that now we don't have anchor babies now, Megan. They're proposing that we have anchor adults. Does that make sense?
Well, isn't that what DAPA did?
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, you're right.
Yeah.
It did, and this is what, I mean, they're taking it now. Now it's no holds barred. I mean, and this was the question before. You're exactly right. But now it's like in light of what the president is attempting to do, oh, yeah, do his job, you know, secure our national security, you know, God forbid. Now we've got to, for the sake of hating Trump, we're putting all its citizens now blatantly at risk, not even casually, not even subtly. We're just saying the heck with protection of everyday American citizens for the sake of this, we just have to stop Trump at all costs, and all costs include the safety of America.
Right. And the Attorney General of Hawaii, which I believe is the what you're referring to, the Attorney General of Hawaii admitted that if it was anybody else but Trump that brought this bill forward or this executive order forward, he would have been fine with it.
Right.
This is all out of spite. And the Constitution has never been a friend of the left because they see it as a living and breathing document that bends to their whims, not as a overall document that they're supposed to follow as written.
Yes.
And so for a judge, which is not surprising under the federal Ninth Circuit Court out of Hawaii, to again challenge and overturn this executive order is simply because it is of Trump. It is the same order that Obama would have brought forward. Mm. And Hawaii, when you look at them, they've never accepted any refugees from any of those terrorist countries. Never.
Yes.
So they, I say, if Hawaii wants to become the refugee, to house refugees, by all means, let's send all of the Syrians to Hawaii. Let's send all the Yemenis to Hawaii. Let's send all of the Iranians to Hawaii, or whatever nations are on this travel ban or temporary travel pause. Let's just send them to Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny, Bill. You were just in Hawaii. I was in Hawaii this past year for the first time in many years, and I was on in Waikiki. And it literally, the main drag in Waikiki is one big line of homeless people and their tents.
Yeah.
And Hawaii has been a welfare state, so if they want to continue operating as a welfare state, by all means, open up their borders to the seven or six countries that are on this temporary travel pause. And let them house all of the wannabe jihadists. Take their chance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a little. There's nothing like reality to wake you up. But at this point, you can operate in the theory, and here it is. Most of us here in the country. I mean, what galls me, Megan, I'm thinking of the millions of votes that were cast in November. What did they vote for in November? And now you have this one activist judge in Hawaii, of course, all part of the Ninth Circus here, and he vacates millions of votes.
That happens time and time again, especially under the Ninth Circuit umbrella. California, if you'll remember Prop 8 years and years and years ago.
8 million votes there.
8 million votes were overturned on Prop 8 by a single judge on the Ninth Circuit. And this happens time and time again, whereby
that
the
you
will
figure,
of the
that
voters,
you figure out, excuse me just for interrupting really quick, just put this in proper perspective. Subsequent to his vacating of 8 million votes, you found out that there was personal interest on the topic.
Oh, well, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So
forget about being objective as a judge. Your personal bias is now infused. Whether it was for Prop 8 or against this president and the travel ban. The number one duty of our president is to keep us safe from enemies, foreign and domestic. Trump is not doing anything that past presidents have not done because it's within his constitutional authority to do so. But this is where we are in a state in America where we have activist judges that have filled up the federal benches, and thankfully Trump is president. He can actually appoint more federal judges than Obama did. So perhaps when that time comes, we'll have more of a balance in the court.
Well, this is all part and parcel to his mantra of draining the swamp. It's almost like, the country, and I don't mean to sound crude or anything, but it's almost like we need some sort of mental enema or something, you know, with some of this insanity that's going on, this unreasonableness that's taken place here. This vitriol, you know, just all for the sake of Trump. I mean, look at Mike Savage gets attacked. He's having dinner by himself with his dog, and he can't have dinner with himself. I mean, you got attacked. You get people upset with you because you have a Make America Great. You have a MAGA hat on, and somebody throws a drink on you. I mean, assaults you. And this is happening across the country. It's like, okay, when is this stuff going to stop, or how much worse does it have to get? I mean, you already had an individual that was almost murdered. He was kidnapped and threatened, you know, and thank God it didn't get to that point, but this kid could have been killed easily.
Well, sure, and you see that we know for a fact that the Democrats funded violent operatives in riots against Trump as he was campaigning. They shut down a whole entire event in Chicago because they had infused the protesters with paid violent activists. This is how the left operates. They sow division, and they sow it through violence and rhetoric. The rhetoric has been extraordinarily inflammatory against Trump as well as his supporters, especially when you're comparing him to Hitler and using such demagoguery, violent demagoguery, against our president and his supporters.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. I was attacked, an unwarranted attack. It was battery. You cannot get away with this type of behavior if you're following the rule of law. But the Democrats have flouted their law or thumbed their nose at the law for so long because, as I said, the Constitution is a living and breathing document to them, and in their quest to grow government, they will shun the Constitution and also create divide.
And the rule of law is out the door. People are getting away with this kind of stuff, Megan. People are being attacked. breaking the law, and nothing's happening. It's all considerable, you know. It's all, you know, you got to understand, you know, people are upset and, you know, they hate Trump. And so this is a natural manifestation. It is a healthy sort of thing at the expense of the population that's being subjected to this kind of insanity. Megan Barth is with us. Our conversation with her will continue. Stay with us, America. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Let us know what you think. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, that's the address. Here we are. Good to have you along with us. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Megan Barth continues. You can go to her website. Hopefully, Megan, it's been temporary, and we get this thing squared away.
her website was hijacked, and I don't want to preempt a story, but this is part of the problem where we went from ReaganBaby.com to ReaganBabe, B-A-B-E.com, and that's how you connect with her temporarily. This is doggone Russians. You know, they got you. That's it. I told you Putin likes tall, blonde women, you know. That's you know, it's my theory.
No one's safe from the arms of Putin. That's right.
Exactly.
It's a really interesting story in the background of the story, and I'll just cover it briefly. But I was really bullied, and I was bullied through a back door of ICANN, which is basically the main, you know, every time you buy a website,
right,
you pay ICANN a fee. And so a legal firm that represents the Reagan Legacy Foundation went through a back door and basically seized my website. So I'm talking to a lawyer today who specializes in this federal board called the USRDP. It's going to be a very interesting process, but what I also find interesting is that there are thousands of Reagan websites out there, but mine was targeted.
Mm-hmm.
And one specific website I think is interesting that remains viable is a never-Trump conglomerate called TheReaganBattalion.com. And when you look at the Reagan Legacy Foundation and the head of the Reagan Legacy Foundation, Michael Reagan, he's also never-Trump, but all of these, you know, this conglomerate of never-Trump websites under TheReaganBattalion.com is still viable. It's still standing. It's still, you know, tweeting out and being, it's a very active website. But Reagan Baby, for some reason, was targeted and taken. So I find that there's
and you don't know what grounds it was taken by them, other, you know, I mean, no infringement of a copyright or anything. I mean, because they were, weren't they selling or making available email addresses with Reagan.com, right?
Right. And so I understand if they have trademarked Reagan, I get that. But then they would have to seize every single website that has the Reagan name in it. So, you know, that there's, it's kind of a, like I said, I'll be talking to a lawyer to see what my where my issues are and where I have standing and with whom.
Right.
But there were definitely some procedures that weren't followed for notification because I had no idea that my website was seized until 15 days after it was seized.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happens when you're as busy as we are, Megan. I mean, we just keep on going, then all of a sudden we find out, we look behind, we go, hey, where's that fire?
Yeah, so ReaganBabe.com is up and running, and I just hope that that's not going to be seized. And so that's what I have to do is protect my intellectual property. And I've taken the steps in order to do so. But if they come after ReaganBabe.com, then there's a pattern of bullying behavior. I don't think that they want to step over that line.
Well, they just want you to release your tax returns. You know, that's what it is. Hey, could you believe all this insanity with the media? And Rachel Maddow especially, I mean, she did this big hype. You know, as you and I were talking before, I mean, this is, and I saw other comparisons. But my instant thought was, this is Al Capone's vault one more time. I mean, you know, she's the modern day Geraldo.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I really felt bad for her. It's the first time I've really ever felt bad for Rachel Maddow. But, you know, Reagan always said, trust but verify. Right. And if you're going to tweet something out to your handful of followers, which got retweeted 80,000 times, at least ensure that something's there. But she did a great service for Donald Trump. He should actually thank Rachel Maddow. She proved that, in fact, against the rhetoric of the left, that he did, in fact, pay federal taxes. So Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders have been proven wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump paid a higher percentage of taxes, nearly twice as much as Bernie Sanders. So for the man who screams that Donald Trump wasn't paying his fair share, no, in fact, Bernie, it was you that wasn't paying your fair share. Donald Trump paid a higher percentage than Barack Obama and a higher percentage than MSNBC and Comcast.
Exactly. Yeah.
So he did pay his federal taxes. He paid the maximum amount legally required by IRS law. And let's get on with making this country great again. All of these distractions and diversions are specific in design in order to slow down the progress of the Donald Trump administration and how they need to unwind all of the malaise and misery of the last 8 years, starting with Obamacare.
Well, as you and I have discussed previously, Megan, you know, anytime you give any kind of full disclosure information, the Democrats find a way to pick it apart and come up with some negative. And dare I say, how many Democrats actually could read the tax return of a billionaire?
Okay, please. You know, it's very complex. I mean, look at, we have people having a hard time understanding the tax return of the everyday citizen, much less somebody with a lot of zeros after his income. You know, this is why it was ridiculous with what happened with Mitt Romney. It was shameful. And here you have the leader of the Democratic Senate, the leader of the Senate, and Harry Reid lying purposely and directly, and then admitting that it was a big lie, and he kind of laughed about it. And so now
it worked.
Yeah,
as long as it worked, the ends justified the means.
So from day one, when this whole issue came out, and then of course it's interesting the logic and how they try to persuade people. So, oh, he must be hiding something if he won't release it. Well, you didn't say that about President Obama, that he signs executive orders to tie down everything and information about his background. But, you know, what is he hiding? We can't ask that question of President Obama, because if we do, then we're accused of being, you know, racist.
Well, I found it interesting that Donald Trump paid, I think it was $38 million in taxes, and that's exactly what Barack Obama has spent on hiding his background.
Right.
Right? So when President Obama releases his college transcripts, this is the argument I would make if I was in the Trump administration. I'll release my tax returns, my latest tax returns, when Obama releases his college transcripts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a lot more. but even that, just to start, you know, and the thing is, I keep thinking, okay, the longer that he's out of office, somebody's going to figure out, oh, what does this string lead to? Oh, it leads to the curtain. Let's pull. Oh, there it is. Pull it back. There's the Wizard of Oz. And, you know, we figure out, you know, once and for all, because it's like everybody purposely wants to remain in denial when it comes to this president. But, you know, and some of that stuff is kind of, you know, racial Maddow-ish, you know, kind of stuff. But at the core of all this stuff is that if we're going to have integrity and we're going to be governed by the rule of law, the truth, integrity, all this is part and parcel of a healthy and productive government.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the truth is always the strongest weapon in your arsenal, especially when you're dealing with Democrats and the institutionalized left. You know, I always say that the truth is what you really have to find, and you usually find the truth when you follow the money. And so Barack Obama spent $38 million of taxpayer dollars to hide his past.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a good chunk of change. It must be one hell of a past that you're trying to hide.
But the left
wants it both ways. They don't like the leaks that come out when it's related to Hillary Clinton or the DNC, but they love the felonious leaks that come out, which jeopardize our safety and security, our national security, and they love the leaks that are felonies. These have been felonies, all of these leaks from Michael Flynn all the way to Trump's tax returns from 2005. We have to remember the conversation should be on these leaks and how they jeopardize every single American, because these leaks were done. It's a felony, punishable up to 5 years in prison as a $5,000 fine for leaking someone's tax returns. Are we all now political enemies of the left where they'll celebrate this criminality? As long as their bidding is done to politically assassinate someone, or at least through character assassination, use these leaks?
Well, something seriously has to happen about this. Otherwise, as you say, I mean, the reason it's to the point where it is now is look what happened with Lois Lerner and the IRS. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was all just a whimper. You know, let her go, give her her retirement, send her off on her way, no harm, no foul, after everything that she did. And how many laws did she break, and how many felonies was she liable for?
Well, that's exactly right. But again, she was doing the bidding of the left, so it was okay.
Right.
Now, if she was a conservative activist that worked in the IRS and was targeting Organizing for America or one of the 200 George Soros groups, she would be vilified by the left.
Exactly. Yeah, she'd be in jail, and she would have been. She'd have been extricated without the golden parachute that we the people are paying, you know, for her, and endorsing, in a sense, endorsing this kind of misbehavior. Megan Barth, go to ReaganBabe.com for more information. Thank you, Megan.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. Did you know that the Amazon region produces 20% of the world's breathable oxygen? The Amazon rainforest is one of the world's most vital life support systems. From its role as the world's largest watershed to the fact that its trees act as the lungs of the earth, people need Amazonia to thrive. Every year, an estimated 3.7 million acres of the Amazon disappear due to deforestation. But there is something you can do to help. SC Johnson is joining forces with Conservation International to stop this trend one acre at a time. Protecting an acre of tropical forest costs just $25. And for every acre saved by you, SC Johnson will double donations to save a total of 10,000 acres. Join us by protecting one acre of land for $25. And together, we can help make a positive impact for future generations. For more information about the Acre for Acre Match and to view the new Conservation International VR film Under the Canopy, visit conservation.org/canopy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world. Tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. And I want to encourage you to keep those cards and letters coming in. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Time for Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man and nationally recognized expert on personal finance. And we've got lots to talk about. Janet Yellen is feeling pretty good about the economy and what's happening with the trajectory of this country, huh?
So she raised rates a quarter point. I think she's likely to do it at least two, possibly three more times this year. And as you say, she's feeling the economy is strong enough to withstand higher rates. She's worried about inflation down the road. We don't have much inflation now, but down the road she's worried about it. So she raised rates from 75 basis points to 1%, and that means the prime rate that the banks charge went from 375 up to 4%, which means that all the consumers' loans tied to the prime, credit cards, mortgages, student loans, car loans, all those went up by a quarter point and will go up higher if they keep raising rates. So what people are paying is going up, Bill, but what they're earning is not going up. Okay, so the banks continue to pay pretty much zero on savings accounts, CDs, money market funds, as far as the eye can see.
Right. Well, why give it away if you don't have to right now, right?
They're kind of they're supposed to pass these things on. Well, that's not the way they look at it.
No, exactly.
They count on inertia, and they're very good at it because people just keep their money sitting there, earning pretty much nothing. And it's not really fair that that's happening. So bank stocks have gone up in anticipation of that. And if rates keep rising, the bank stocks will go up even more. But for the people who've been screwed in this whole thing have been savers. Nobody seems to care about them at all.
Yeah, exactly.
They're sitting there earning nothing, and it's really hard for them.
No, it's not good. And then here it is. But, you know, if we're going to get out of the malaise that we're in, this is all part of the process, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, having people earn more money on their savings means that they can spend more money and, mm-hmm. and improve the economy in various ways.
Right.
There's currently about $10 trillion in CDs, money market funds, savings accounts, earning nothing. It's just pathetic.
Wow.
It really is.
Wow.
So I'll give you an alternative, if this would be helpful to some of the listeners, on what I'm doing with my mm-hmm. safe money. I'm doing what are called commercial real estate income funds, where you get 8% of minimum hold time, 18 months. Very, very safe. You can get monthly checks if you like, or you can reinvest it back in and keep it growing at 8%. There's a website for that, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Mm-hmm. And there's a way of quite safely earning 8%. This is not something you're going to hear about from your local bank, I must say, because they want to keep your money sitting there pretty much earning zero.
Well, exactly. I mean, you imagine that's a lot of money just sitting there in the bank earning nothing. I mean, that's almost sacrilegious there, Jordan.
Well, but there doesn't seem to be any constituency for the savers. Nobody's mm-hmm. sticking up for them, right?
Right, right.
Yellen's trying to slow the economy a little bit by having higher rates. Makes it more expensive for people to buy homes and borrow on credit cards and so on. But at the same time, Trump is trying to push his foot on the accelerator as fast as possible by tax cuts, by deregulation, by infrastructure spending to get the economy going. So he's like, if you think of a car, his foot is max on the accelerator, and Yellen is putting it on the brake at the same time.
Well, between Yellen and the Democrats, I mean, they're trying to take his foot off the accelerator, you know?
Right. They don't want any of the stimulus. They all of a sudden, the Democrats have become fiscal conservatives and worried about the deficit. Where have they been the last 8 years?
Yeah, plus.
And
yeah,
we just hit the national debt ceiling as well, $20 trillion.
Right.
They're going to have to raise the national debt ceiling by, $2 or $3 trillion, something like that, to keep things going, because we're still having big deficits, $400 to $500 billion a year. Now, not as much as when Obama came in, it was $1.3 trillion a year, so it's better than that. But we are spending more than we're taking in, and something's got to change. Now, the budget that Trump has proposed would be draconian cuts in domestic spending of all types, 20% or more at education and agriculture and the State Department and all these different agencies. Yeah. And basically put that money into defense. We're talking about adding $54 billion. But even with all that, it's still going to be pretty big deficits going forward here.
Well, and he's hoping what's going to even this out in the long run is a dramatic increase in the GDP.
Right. And that would work. I mean, if you got 4% economic growth instead of roughly 2% today, then yes, that would produce a lot more revenues to the government, even at lower tax rates. That is correct. That's what happened under Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason deficits went up under Reagan is even though the income went up a lot, they spent a lot, particularly on defense.
Exactly.
So, well, that's the kind of thing that maybe actually quite similar to what's going to happen here, because the savings on the domestic side are going to be spent on the military side.
Yeah. Well, we've ignored the military for a long time. We've got to bring it up to, up to some standard.
And I think we're going to use it, particularly in the Middle East with ISIS. I think we're going to attack ISIS in Syria and not just leave it to the local rebels, because they really want to wipe out ISIS. So we're going to use the military stuff. I mean, we've been using it for a long time. I mean, the Afghanistan war is the longest in American history, and we've spent well over $1 trillion on that, and it continues. So we're still running through an awful lot of military equipment, and now we have to kind of update it.
Without a doubt. And that's the press, and that makes a statement to the rest of the world that the United States is back in the fray of things.
Right.
Our allies are already seeing this. They're encouraged by it, making phone calls to Trump, and they're grateful that America is getting back in its leadership position.
Right, because Obama talked about leading from behind, right? Wasn't that his thing?
Right, right.
That didn't work too well in places like Libya that became a complete and total mess.
Yeah.
I think we're leading from the front this time.
Yeah, without a doubt. Okay, so Janet Yellen's excited. She's very positive and bullish about what's going on. How is this translating for everybody else? I mean, we still have the anti-Trumpers and the Trump haters and everything that
represents. Well, they're going to stay the entire time.
Right.
But the stock market's certainly been responding very, very well. I mean, mm-hmm. stocks continue to hit new highs in anticipation of tax cuts, infrastructure spending, deregulation, all the things we just talked about here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing that the stock market does really well when the Fed's raising rates. Normally, mm-hmm. you'd think, had I told you a year ago, Bill, mm-hmm. that the Fed's going to raise rates three times in 2017, you'd think right. the stock market would drop off a cliff, right?
No.
Now it's rising.
Exactly.
And it's almost like a vote of confidence that the economy mm-hmm. is getting stronger enough to be able to handle rising mm-hmm. rates. And we don't have to have rates at these emergency levels. I mean, we had rates at 0% from December 2008 to December 2015, basically,
wow.
as though we were in an outright emergency, which we were in 2008, 2009, but we mm-hmm. kind of got over it. So
just
getting these
there.
Rates back to more normal is a good thing.
Well, it mediocritized our economy. I mean, there was no accountability. It was really not a whole lot of pressure, and Barack Obama could kind of get away with this languishing economy and blame it on whatever he wanted to blame it on
right.
that people would believe. But yet,
I think regulation was a big part of it. Environmental regulation, labor regulations, financial regulations, all these things, making it hard for people to get loans, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I think all that took a toll. And you're going to see that because the regulations can go away much faster.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see that free up what John Maynard Keynes, the famous economist, used to call the animal spirits.
Right, exactly.
And you're already seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are – consumer confidence, business confidence is the highest we've seen in many, many years. And people go spend – businesses expand, they hire because they're more confident. It mm-hmm. has a positive psychological impact as well as a financial impact.
Well, you know, as you say, America is in a pretty good posture here. Can it really realize what's about to explode? I mean, all indications are that we could very well enter into a second industrialized revolution with this productivity and these jobs coming about.
And the infrastructure.
And, exactly.
Yeah, getting modern infrastructure would be a really good thing instead of everything falling apart. Amazing, wouldn't that be to have airports that are wonderful and new pipes that aren't bursting and all this kind of stuff would be really, really positive. I was in China somewhat recently
mm-hmm.
and they've got everything new. It's beautiful there. The highways, the airports, the train stations are all beautiful and new. It puts us to shame. So turning that around would make a big difference.
Well, what is that going to do in terms of this entitlement class that has been developed over the years? We're going to have to go through a little bit of what we did with Bill Clinton when Bill Clinton said, look, the free money is not going to flow any longer. So you're going to have people coming out and contributing, which I think is win-win for everybody.
It is, but people don't like to give up their entitlements. And
you're
seeing it in the healthcare debate.
No question.
I mean, the Congressional Budget Office talked about 24 million people not having health insurance anymore. The vast majority of those, because they won't have to buy it because of the mandate.
Exactly. Well, Jordan Goodman has been with us. We got to leave it there. We'll pick it up, in a couple of weeks, Jordan Goodman. Americans Money Answers, man, how can they get in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com. I get emails from your folks all the time. Always glad to help them, Bill.
Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-bees. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by for expert pharmacy care in-store or online via pharmacy chat. Pick up the medications you rely on and get savings on testing supplies from all major brands like OneTouch and Walgreens True Metrics. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime
significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, three wonderful hours of, you know, the topics and experts that you want to hear from, you know, to get you the facts. You know, this is a, you know, we're not going to get into the fake news. You're going to know when opinion is being exchanged here. It's pretty obvious. But for the most part, you know, we want to bring the experts on here to get you the facts so that you're empowered. And I say empowered in a way to where, look at, should you want to engage with somebody and have a conversation, and there would be a reasonable conversation to take place, then you know what you're talking about, and you have a little bit more depth and a bumper sticker on dealing with and discussing these important topics today, whether it's about the budget that we're looking at, Obamacare, national security, these important issues. Because what November proved to us, ladies and gentlemen, is that it's not over, that, you know, heavy lifting is required, and the reason is because we've been asleep at the wheel. We've turned over our government, a government that's supposed to be up for and by we the people. We turned it over to the ruling elites, and guess what? They're not going to let go easily. You know, they've had their way, thank you very much. They've been able to take care of themselves with their own health care. Are they fretting about the health care? Of course they're not. You know, they're very well covered. So, you know, this is why, and it's not a joke. I mean, I was sincere. You know, Liz Peek said, well, that ain't going to happen. And, you know, and maybe it won't. And I don't think she was trying to be disrespectful. But, you know, you could say and argue that she was being a realist about it. Are these, you know, ruling elites going to come under the very laws that they create? Oh, yeah, that's something that our founding fathers had intended all along, that we'd have, you know, citizen politicians that would be citizens first. They would come in and serve as politicians for a measured time, a specific time, not a lifelong. It wasn't about a career politician. But these career politicians, I mean, you know, when you evaluate what they have brought, you know, to the program here. And I think this is, to me, and again, just the way I was raised and, you know, my background and my worldview about business, is that everything's about an investment. And what are you doing in terms of that ROI, that return on investment?
You know, we're looking at $20 trillion in debt, and what do we have to show for it? You know, I think we've done some good things. I think we've hindered some things. I think we've gotten in the way of people's own dreams and their humanity by thwarting their dreams. Some good intent, you know, you might say, well, you know, they were poor, they needed a hand. Yeah, but they need a hand up, not a hand down. They didn't need their dreams taken away from them. They needed a bit of an incentive. But unfortunately, the ruling elites have used our money, which I think is pretty clever on their part. I mean, here they are, they get into our treasury, they use our money to secure their future. Well, what about the future of everyday Americans? What about the future of these people that are held back, who don't realize their dreams? How frustrating. I mean, to me, I think that's one of the biggest frustrations any human being can have. And here we are. We take it for granted here in America because, for the most part, we're the land of the free and home of the brave. This is why we have refugees and immigrants who look to America and say, man, I'd love to be in that. What I would give to be in that country, to be able to realize the dream that wakes me up at 3 o'clock in the morning every night. This says shoulda, coulda, woulda. And not to mention the fact that I'm dealing with my own family. I look over and I see my kids and what their future is. And what is their future going to be like under the oppressive rule of the country in which they live in? You can't blame them. And I don't. And I know everybody respects that. And yes, we're a nation of immigrants. But, you know, kind of like what we've said before is that, you know, relevant to, relevant to being able to realize these dreams and ambitions is that we need to offer a hand up and, you know, do what we can to help people, not hold them back, not enable or promote a class of people that's less than. That somehow the ruling elites would want them to believe that, oh, you're so lucky that you have, if you didn't have us, boy, you think it's bad now. Where would you be without us? They wouldn't be so conditioned to rely on a false premise and on a form of government that wants to create a modern day form of slavery where your dreams and ambitions are squashed for what interest? For their own personal interest. I know it sounds a bit cynical, but look at what we've created here in the last several decades in this country. And this has been going on. It's not just been decades. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. It just seems that we want to get back. And part of our humanity wants to let go of that higher calling, the ideals of the Constitution, what James Madison designed and our founding fathers, as we talked about yesterday with Bruce Kaufman. You know, I look at this and I read the Constitution, I read the Declaration of Independence, I go, what brilliance, what inspiration, prompted the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights. I mean, amazing. And Madison was genius. I mean, you know, he said, hey, look at, I mean, you imagine if you were given a white sheet of paper, I mean, just a plain sheet of paper, nothing on it. You said, hey, go start a government. What would you do? And unfortunately, there were men for a time such as then, that were ready, they were there with the giftings, with the talents, with the ambition, with the courage. And I believe this is the opportunity for America today. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. We're talking about this and about, leadership. But also, beyond leadership, it's the courage. It's the courage of every man to step out. It's not just about President Trump. I mean, he needs the encouragement of his followers. You see, encouragement, part of that word is courage. You know, do you have the courage to stand up against these things that you know are not right, fair, just, noble, and good for all of mankind? Do you have that intestinal fortitude, as my old basketball coach used to say? Do you have what it takes to make it happen? And the future of our republic is in the balance of this. You know, our Constitution, you know, the great American experiment is not for a people that shy away. I mean, we've tried this time and time again. You know, some people called it nation building.
You know, we get this ideal and say, well, you know, you don't have to come to America. How about if we brought America to you? And look what's happened, right, Scott? Oh, we do have Ian. Okay, well, good. Ian Tuttle is with us right now, and Ian is a Thomas Rhodes Fellow at the National Review Institute, former Buckley Fellow. He's been featured in University Bookman, The New Criterion, and The First Thing. Ian Tuttle, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, good. Thanks for making time for me.
Well, no, absolutely, always. And we were touching in on, you know, the party, the GOP's leadership. And what I was saying while we were waiting to connect with you is that it is a time for courage. I mean, part of what defines leadership is courage. And it seems like we have a little bit of lack of courage on display here. Am I seeing the right thing, or are you seeing it differently?
Yeah, I think that's an element of it. I mean, part of the virtue of courage comes from knowing what you're standing up for. And I think that's the deeper crisis here is it seems to me clear that you have a Republican Party that really doesn't know what it believes right now. You have this really sharp tension between a White House that disagrees strongly on key issues with the longstanding Republican leadership. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you look at this healthcare bill that the House conference has proposed and that the White House supports, what you really have is this bill that in trying to please everyone a little bit, displeases everyone a lot.
Yes, exactly.
And I think the wiser path would have been to, you know, put forward a real, you know, an authentic free market solution and really fight for it confidently. But it seems like no one was willing to do that. And they wanted to cobble together these little compromises for everyone. And that indicates to me, a Republican Party that wasn't quite sure what to do and what the best, you know, policy here was. And after 6 years of talking big about repealing Obamacare, that's a really sort of astonishing turn of events.
It really is, and I think that's what people are most shocked about. Some have suggested it's, you know, the same coin, a different side, although I will say the Democrats were clear about what they wanted to do. You know, listen to Jonathan Gruber and the other architects and those that designed Obamacare. It was never about health care delivery. This was totally about a single-payer system and a way to really bring and tie down the majority interest. And their reliance on big government, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they've been much clearer about that of late. You know, as Obamacare has, you know, amid the steady collapse of Obamacare, which I think is important to sort of keep noting, you know, you have a lot more Democrats, coming out and saying, you know, well, wouldn't a single payer system really be great? Nancy Pelosi.
Exactly.
Has said this recently.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're being a little more honest about what they wanted all along.
Amazing about the truth, how it eventually gets revealed, right? but, you know, this is the problem. When you have a round peg in a square hole and you're not genuine and honest and you don't have integrity, it doesn't slip through. But, you know, this has been a, you know, sadly and disappointingly, this has kind of been a model for the Democrats. This is how they do it. They give you the bad. And they give it to you so bad that you need an answer, and then they give you eventually what it was that they intended to give you to begin with. So not a big surprise when you consider what the pattern has been. Ian Tuttle has been with us. Ian, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Sure thing. Thank you.
All right. Take care. This is Bill Martinez. A couple of minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.